My brothers and sisters in Christ, we can see how Pharaoh, this new king, deals with his problem by killing the children, all the newborns. Just as they're born, they are to be thrown into the river. That's how he deals with this problem. I think what our Holy Father Pope Francis would call a throwaway culture, throwing away our children. Jesus calls us to stand up against that, any kind of a useless killing of human life or a lack of respect for human life in any regard. And there's a lot of blood on our hands. And so we can't simply pretend that it's somebody else's job, or somebody else's problem. Something on all of our minds and all of our hearts. And so Jesus says that we can't just be settled with these things. He says we've come not to bring peace, but the sword. A peace would be to turn our eyes away and say, "Oh, I'm not involved in it. It doesn't involve me. It's other people." But when we realize what's happening, it's in our own homes, in our own country, in our own state. And so we take up the sword. And there's no more powerful sword, of course, than Our Lady's weapon, the Holy Rosary. We pray for our family members, anyone that might be opposed to what Jesus reveals as a respect for every human life. And so let's keep that value of every human life close to our hearts. It's a cross that we have to bear. Jesus says, "Whoever does not take up his cross is not worthy of me." But those who do take up their cross, and those who do remember to pray for their brothers and sisters, are worthy of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus makes us worthy. So let's prepare our hearts to receive Jesus, who loves every one of us and values every one of our human lives.